Hello, I'm Bruce Dumont. On Friday night, September 29th, 1967, Jim O'Toole, White Sox left-hander, and I recorded our play-by-play description of the game between the White Sox and Washington Senators. The play-by-play description of Major League Baseball was a first for both Jim and myself. It was a crucial game for Chicago, a game that eventually eliminated them from the 1967 American League pennant race. We now respectfully submit our play-by-play account to you for your comments and suggestions. Here are highlights from our presentation.
First three batters will be Cullen, the shortstop, Hank Allen, the center fielder, and Howard, the left fielder. Tommy John, as we said, 10 wins, 11 defeats, 1-1 against the Senators. Earlier in the year, Tommy John defeated the Washington Senators 6-0 on the 13th of June. He then came back and lost on August 29th by a score of 3-0. His only other start was on the 15th of April, and there was no decision. The Sox later went on to lose the ballgame. Here is Cullen, the shortstop, a .238 batter. Two home runs, 31 RBIs, a right-handed batter. A number one on his traveling Grays. Play ball by Tate Johnson, and we're ready to go. Big ball game, as we all know, if the White Sox lose any of their three remaining games, it's all over. It's do or die. The best they can do is a tie. Swing and a ground ball left side. Kenny Boyer's got it easily. The peg on to McCraw, and McCraw cannot hang on to the ball. Let's see what they call it. The ball was thrown to Tommy McGraw. It looked just like it went off his glove. They have charged the error to McCraw. Dropping the ball. Here comes Allen, center fielder, .240 batting average, three home runs, 17 RBIs. Well, maybe it's just as well we can get those out of the way right off the bat, so to speak, and go on. Let's get two now. So the first pitch of the ball game was swung on, tapped weakly to the left side, and Boyer's throw to McCraw got away. It'll be an error on McCraw. The pitch to the plate, swinging a ground ball, could be two. Hanson to his left, got it, over to second for one, to first. Gilford throws the ball away, and it goes into the Senator dugout. It looked like it was going to be an easy double play ball, and there will be another error on that one. That is an error on Buford. Error four. Two men on, one out. Here's Valentine. Valentine, .231 batting average, 10 home runs. 41 runs batted up. Fred Valentine. Fellow who had quite a night a couple of nights ago over in Baltimore. As we said, this ball game means a lot to the Chicago White Sox, needless to say, but it means a lot to Washington, too, because as we said, they can finish as high as sixth place, and they would beat out the world champion Orioles. Outside pitch taken from a ball, ball one. That means quite a bit, right, for a ball club like the Washington Senators to finish out and beat the world champions, finish a couple of games ahead of them, especially when the Orioles and the Indians, who are all knotted up there, are playing tomorrow. Pitch to the plate, inside, knocks him back, and it's ball two, no strikes.
Not only that, Bruce, this fifth place money is a little bit to go for too. It might be $400 or $500 to these ball players. And anytime there's money on it, going on to the last, if you only have to win two ball games or something like that to qualify for fifth place, you'll see everyone bearing down out there, and especially against a first division ball club.
That's right. And the second division has had a picnic the last couple of weeks, taking low, and it's ball three.
Tommy seems like he's throwing the ball real well out there. He's just having his problems moving the ball around. He's missing the corners by a few inches, and I'm sure after he gets started, he'll be all right, because I don't think I've ever seen him throwing any harder. He's really throwing the ball real good tonight.
Well, this is the biggest ball game of his career. I don't think there's any question about it. Ball three to the plate. On the corner, it was a strike. Strike one. Hank Allen on at second base, Frank Howard on at first. One out, we're in the first inning. No score in the ballgame. Cleanup batter, Fred Valentine at the plate. The pitch, swing and a pop, right side. McCraw's over, he's not going to get to it. But he really gave it a try. And we're full at 3-2. The outfield is playing around to the left in fairly deep, although right fielder Colavito is in quite a bit in right field. Langham to pull the ball. Agee has swung a little bit over to the left in center field. New York 1, Kansas City nothing in the bottom of the seventh in New York. McMahon is warming up in the bullpen. We've got a full count. Let's watch the base runners. There they go, swinging a base hit to left field. One runner is going to score. Howard is going to stop at second. And a base hit, a line shot just to the left and out of the reach of Kenny Boyer. And Washington has gone ahead 1-0.